You're grounded with Emma and Ella. Hello. We made it. You're very welcome back to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. We've had different sets of... Anyway, it's boring. Just, we've done this part a couple of times. So we're glad. We missed you last week.
Other technical issues.
But it was nothing against you guys. We're just about busy-ish, but have...
We did try to record it.
Conflicting schedules, I suppose.
We did try to record it, though.
Yeah, and something went, I don't know, something...
Guys, it wasn't for lack of trying.
We just had one little window to do it, and it just didn't happen, and whatever. And now the energy is very... The energy has been high, okay? Because we start off, and I had to kick the dogs out, because they were giving it all the... at the back door. And I already had a day with the dogs.
What happened with the dogs?
Well, you weren't here.
No, I was not here. Don't cry.
I went out briefly for half an hour, okay? I went up to the square. As people that go to the square know, it's called a square. And I was returning things to River Ireland.
And you just said River Ireland.
Ireland. And it was blue. Did you see the royal blue top?
No, I did not see it.
It was really nice, but it had these big gold buttons on it. But I don't know whether you'd need like boobs or something, but it was just all like bunching up. And I was just like, this is really fucking annoying. And when you can't really open the buttons on it because they're like gigantic buttons. And then I was bringing back the jumpsuit thing, the multicolored thing. So I got this jumpsuit. It was a bit risque. It kind of had like the sides cut out of it. Well, kind of risque for me, not for like, it was a bit kind of 70s disco-y flared or something. And I was just like, you know what? I'll try something different. Was actually lovely. It was nice on, but you couldn't get out. It was like a straitjacket. And I was like, if this is taking me 10 minutes when I'm stone cold sober in my old house in daylight, I was like, I don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
So brought it back. Came back to the house. Stan, our lovely little dog Stan, greeted me at the door. And in his mouth, he had a plastic tray from where chocolate sweets had been. So
he's tidying up.
No, we all got a box of chocolates from Shane when he went to Belgium to see Shamrock Rovers, and he's out of like, I think he's having an affair with Shamrock Rovers, but anyway,
Shamrock Rovers,
whatever.
Or whatever. Like Sheila Rogers.
Maybe, I don't know, best of luck to her. Anyway, so Stan had that in his mouth, and it was like as if he'd been caught. He was having a party in the gaff, and he forgot like that I wouldn't approve. He was just like, "Oh hey," and I was like, "Stan." I went in. I had a box of sweets. Now I'd say, what was there? 12 in it. I'd say I probably had a good 6 left in it. They had torn the box to shreds, and there was no signs of any sweets. And I started shouting at Twiggy because he scampered. And she just did that thing where she froze. And then Shane was upstairs earlier on having a shower, and he was like, oh, there was a dog wee in the bathroom. It's like, that must have been Stan when I was calling him to come downstairs because he wouldn't come down. Do you know, usually he does come. He just would not come. I called him a good few times, and then he came down. He was acting all shifty. So when they wanted to get involved in the podcast there a couple of minutes ago, I was like, yous can fuck right off. And I took them out for a walk. Like,
they always go for your food.
But
as
I'm the one walking them as well. Always, I'm the one filling up the food bowl most of the time.
They love a bit of Emma chocolate.
Well, they remember they loved Shane's fucking burger.
Burgers. They loved the boys' advent calendars.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad one because
I've got off Priest Coffee.
You have actually. We were only after then I was showing Joe what they did. The advent calendar, remember the boys got blamed first because Twiggy was actually opening the doors.
Yeah.
She wasn't ripping it apart. She fucking ripped the box of chocolates open, but she was opening the door. We're like, well, somebody must be taking it. And then we caught her in the act when I was like getting the boys to put their coats on. They were like, oh, we had to run back up to the bedroom to get something. And there she was. I was like, oh my God, you cheeky bitch. Mad for chocolate. So they've been pissing me off all day, but the day's nearly over, so it's fine.
You had steak for dinner though, so that made everything okay, didn't it?
I had big juicy steak, yeah. Poor old Ella, little veggie Ella comes home and I'm there milling into, I don't know, fucking 6 ounces of steak, like massive. Because there was 4 bits of steak and Shane's going out for dinner. And I was like, well, I'm not going to put one steak back in the fridge. Mm. But yeah, it was yummy, 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 yummy. Like I was very full, but delicious. Steak. Sorry, but it's just so good. It's delicious. So that, yeah, that helped the day improve. How are you anyway? You're all college life and...
Collagen. Had my long day today.
9 to 5?
9 to 5. Well, 11 to 5 with classes, but I was in there 9 to 5.
Bit of a downer buzz of a Monday, isn't it?
But I'm off on a Tuesday from college.
Oh, are
so
you?
So it's kind of like big Monday, then Tuesday I'm off. I'm not in college, I'm in work on Tuesdays, but I'm on college on Tuesdays.
So you're going to be hanging around the gaff tomorrow, is that what you're saying? Okay, cool.
No, I've got a breakfast date.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing for breakfast tomorrow?
I'm going to get some pancakes with my friends.
Where are you going?
So, well, I don't want people to like... Oh, it's okay. It's okay, guys. It'll be released after I go to breakfast, so you won't be following me there.
See your face.
It's a little go joke. On.
I know. I was just emphasising that you were joking.
The Stella Diner in Rathmines.
In the cinema?
No, there's a diner beside it.
Oh,
I've been there before for
separate.
Lunch. Yeah, I've been there before for lunch, but it looks like it has like American kind of style pancakes. So,
okay, this is what I don't understand about you.
I like
though.
Crepes because they're so crap. Is that what you're
no,
say?
Do you confuse me with Shane? Oh, first
you,
off,
I think you like crepes as well, though, no?
Yeah, but I like fluffy pancakes okay. as well. So back up on that. No, my issue is that you make pancakes all the time in the gaff. And yet you're like, when you go out, then you're like, pancakes. So you're just like, pancakes, pancakes.
I don't make pancakes much in the house anymore.
Do you know?
No.
What do you have? Are you doing porridge these
porridge,
days?
So.
Mm. You know, when you have a bowl of porridge and the bowl is empty, it can go into the dishwasher.
I do, yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
I wasn't getting the vibe that you did.
See, just because you used to never put them in the dishwasher, so I kind of just like carried that on from now.
Yeah, but if I didn't put them in the dishwasher, it was because I hand washed it myself, and you're not doing either. So.
You will not hand washing it yourself.
So, sorry, what are you trying to say?
He just left it on the drain. That's what you used to
for
do.
Who?
For me to clean up later on.
Oh, but you gave me a fucking...
That's what you were doing when you had porridge. You just leave it there.
So you're telling me that I used to eat porridge and I used to leave it on the drainer for you to clean up?
Yeah.
And now
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, and you'd have your little vape containers in it as well.
And so now you're telling me that what? You're getting your own back on
yeah,
me?
Yeah, revenge. It's not that I look at my watch and like...
So you think
it's not
like
that I look at my
you
watch
tidied
and like,
up
shit, it's
after
5 minutes.
Me. You think you tidied up after me for years and now you're getting your revenge?
That's the idea, yeah.
You're, this has been recorded. Mm-hmm. You do know that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's like a dirty tissue in it as well. Absolutely rank.
Okay. And so you're telling me that you don't put anything in the dishwasher anymore because you're getting revenge on me because I taught you how to tidy up after dinner when you were grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
That's the idea.
And so what is the what is your living situation at the moment?
I put things in the dishwasher. Don't be mad. Don't say this.
I'm not being mean. Sorry, I was just countering back to you. And once you were like, oh shit, she's coming for me, you were like, don't be mean. Don't be mean.
The listeners will think I'm spoiled.
Well, I didn't say that.
Listeners will think I'm spoiled.
Not at all, Ella. Not at all. Just a little
reality check.
Okay. Anyway, you're entitled to have porridge. If that's what you want to have for your breakfast. And I hope you enjoy your pancake breakfast tomorrow.
Thank you. It doesn't seem like you do, but thanks.
What do you mean? We put a banner outside for you?
Just a lot of hostility coming from you right now.
Well, I think I gave what I was met with. Ella, you've seen me with them fucking dogs today. Don't stare at me. Right, we'll move on before we get into domestic about absolutely nothing. Real Monday vibes. So, today, before we started recording, I was saying to you, I was like, let's switch it up. Let's do something different. And I want to ask you about the free contraception for 17 to 25 year olds. Obviously, I'm well out of that age bracket.
Well out, yeah.
What is the word on the street? What are, so anyone doesn't know, it's only come in the end of September.
Mm.
We've known about it for a while, but officially came in at the end of September. So 17 to 25 year olds can avail of the contraceptive pill.
Or they can get everything's free, like implantation of IUDs,
okay,
taking out IUDs, consultations about contraception is all free.
Okay,
anything under the contraception umbrella is free, basically.
But and condoms don't.
I don't know factor. Actually. I don't know.
Yeah, I was interested about that.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, because obviously it's only covering concept.
It's not
covering sexually transmitted diseases or that kind of protection.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't know about that, actually. I think I might, because on the little, graphic, it has little condom packets.
Okay.
But I'm not. It's all a bit vague, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
So what's the word on the street with the peeps? What do people think? Do they think it's a good thing? Do they think it's like, oh, it's good, but, like, should be more, should be better?
No one's really talking about it on the streets. I think it's awful because all the 17-year-olds are going to be getting pregnant now.
Well, I think it's that they won't be, isn't it?
No, but it's kind of like encouraging.
Oh, they'll be having sex now I was waiting for this free pill.
Yeah, because the main barrier to teenage sex is money, you know. I think that really just opens doors to them and it's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be rampant now. I think it's really
bad. I think so.
Society.
People that weren't even thinking about having sex are just going to start having sex.
This kind of bombarding people with it as well.
Yeah. Should I be having sex?
I think I should be. And I think it just kind of puts the idea of babies into people's heads as well. It's just not a good look for Ireland, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And is it... I assume all the GPs are on board. It's like with the medical card, yeah?
I haven't talked to any GPs recently.
I suppose it's more the pharmacist, isn't it? Now, is the GP's appointment free?
That's what it says, yeah, that your...
Okay, that that's good.
Consultation about it should be free.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if they'd actually take that on board.
Yeah, the one that we go to is fairly stingy. my brother shouldn't say that. But they're... Oh, no. Well, compared to the last guy that was there, he was very relaxed.
Mm.
But they say, I think it's just me getting used to the fact that they're like, money, please. I'm like, what? They didn't used to charge for this. I'm like, okay, fine. I just feel like, can I not just get my own blood pressure machine and do it myself?
Yeah.
Probably could. Could probably just do it. I could get Margie to do it. She's a nurse. She's a trained nurse. Mm. Get her to do my blood pressure and send it into them.
It's all those in the UK.
It's always low anyway.
In the UK, is that kind of stuff free?
On the NHS. I'm not sure. They seem to have a better system, but I have heard that in recent years people have been saying it's kind of been going a bit messy. But they do seem to have a better system. Mm. Not that this is any great gauge, but I remember back in the day, Nikki Graham from Big Brother, RIP Nikki Graham, definitely one of the top three Big Brother. They're looking at me like blankly now. She got a boob job on the NHS. Mm. And I was like, wow, that's a system.
That kind of sold it to you, didn't it?
Well, no, but I mean,
that kind of sold free healthcare to you, didn't it?
No, there was a serious side to it because she had struggled for years with an eating disorder and, you know, kind of mental health issues. And for her, it was something really positive or whatever, do you know what I mean? But I was like, I don't think that would ever, I don't see an incident where that would ever happen in Ireland, ever.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? This back in the day when I was young, I was like, what? Mm. Okay.
One way to get to London.
Well, I hadn't really heard real people talk about the NHS. Mm. I'd kind of heard about it on TV and news and stuff or whatever. So I was like, okay. I would have been loving it now back in the day. I wonder, can I get money back for when I was on it? and paying for it.
Big Brother? What?
No, the pill.
Sorry, you just...
When I was on the pill, up until 25, can I get money back on that now? Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I'd say so, yeah. I'd say bring that up.
I bloody want to. Well, all the extra money that women have to spend on stuff. Mm.
Yeah, you should be able to claim it back.
Bastards.
Tax back.
So today I thought it might be interesting, apart from getting into a boring domestic about porridge bowls.
Did you see a porridge bowl this morning? No. I ate porridge this morning.
No. I thought I might be interested to have a little discussion about how far women, well, not women, but how would you say, equality for women has come in Ireland?
Too far.
Yeah. It's come a bit of a way. A lot done, more to do, as Bertie Ahern would have said back in the day. Not that we're fans of Bertie, we're just, you know, it was a good catchphrase, let's be fair. So, I don't know now. Maybe some of these you might know. Maybe you might not know.
I'm sure I'll know a good lot of them.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I studied history.
Let's talk about your favourite topic, alcohol.
My fave topic, yeah.
So did you know that women weren't really allowed to get a pint in a pub?
Yeah.
They didn't really go into pubs.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah. In 1970, some pubs refused to allow women to enter at all. Some allowed women only if accompanied by a man, and very many refused to serve women pints of beer.
Just a glass.
Yeah, no, they weren't allowed pints. Women who were accidentally served a pint would be instructed to pour it into two half pint glasses. What? Insane.
Yeah.
Women's groups staged protests in the early 1970s. In one instance, Nell McCaffrey. Do you know Nell McCaffrey? You'd know if you knew her. Led a group of 30 women who ordered and were served 30 brandies. They then ordered 1 pint of Guinness. When the pint was refused, they drank the brandies and refused to pay as their order was not served. In 2002, the Equal Status Act banned gender discrimination in the provision of goods and services. 2002, Ella. It defined discrimination as less favourable treatment. Service can be refused only if there is an unreasonable risk of disorderly or criminal contact. 2002.
I didn't realise it was that late, 2002.
Officially. But I just find that completely crazy that they had to be like accompanied by a man, and that if they were served a pint by accident, that they'd have to pour it into two separate glasses. What the fuck? That's not that long ago.
Mm.
So if you think about it, like 1970, I was born in 1984.
Mm.
Now, I know I'm a bit of a maths whiz, so try to keep up here, but that's 14 years later.
Whoa, yeah. You're right.
And even I know now, if you look at women, say, of a previous generation to me, it's very rare to see them drinking pints.
The most you'd get is a pint of Coors.
When you're serving pints
all
the time.
That's what I mean, that's the most... Generally speaking.
Well, you see, you'd see a lot of younger women drinking pints and drinking pints of Guinness. And I wouldn't think anything of it.
Drinking pints of Guinness and pints, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Older women, you'd only ever see, if they drank a pint, it would only ever be a pint of Coors.
So if you see me drinking a pint of Guinness, I'm not drinking a pint of Guinness. I'm taking a feminist stance. Just so you know.
Have you ever drank a pint of Guinness?
No, I've only ever drank Guinness like a house party years ago when I was very young and there was nothing left. Mm. Well, not when I was very young. I'm sorry, not very young.
When you were of age.
Yeah.
21. Your brain had fully developed.
No, but there was nothing else left, so I think we had some Guinness.
Mm.
Like, it was fine, but I just find it very heavy.
Baby Guinness?
Oh, I like baby Guinness, yeah. But I do find this thing with Guinness, of this whole thing of like, you have to train yourself to get used to Guinness. I'm just like, I haven't got time for that. I need to get pissed now. You know? Like, oh, you should drink it first with some blackcurrant. I'm just like, fuck off. Now, getting, but like, that's just me, whatever. Getting a barring order against a violent partner. In 1970, 70s were grim. A woman who was hospitalized after a beating by her husband faced a choice of either returning home to her abuser or becoming homeless. Abusive spouses could not be ordered to stay away from the family home, leaving many women little choice but to see, but to seek refuge elsewhere.
Mm. Awful, isn't it?
Isn't that so depressing? Like, you couldn't get a restraining order or anything like that. Mm. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, Ella, listen to this. Under Irish law, a married woman had no right to a share in her family home. Even if she was the breadwinner, her husband could sell the home without her consent. I find it very interesting that they knew what without consent was, but yet consent didn't exist. Strange, isn't it? Because in the 1970s, the phrase marital rape was a construct in terms. A husband was assumed to have the right to have sex with his wife, and consent was not, in the eyes of the law, an issue.
Because you're married. That was the idea.
I don't know if we should have done this now, Ella. This is maybe riling me up too much. Get the same rate for a job as a man, which, let's face it, is still an issue. In 1970, almost all women were paid less than male colleagues doing the same job. In March 1970, the average hourly pay for women was 5 shillings, while that for men was over 9. In areas covered by statutory minimum wage, the female rate was 2/3 that of men.
Like, you see when, like, in, like, the industrial age, when you had, like, children working and you had women working.
Because they were cheap.
Yeah. Women, like, not that much different than a 5-year-old. Like, that's
and the same rate.
Like, not, like, a little bit higher, but not that, like, not... Obviously, children shouldn't work, blah, blah, blah. But
oh, I know, the but they're just woman get, and a child, they were just getting them because it was cheap labour.
The fact that a woman and a child are seen as so equal in pay.
And then wasn't there a thing when they had to start paying them equal that they kind of, a lot of people lost their jobs because they were, a lot of women lost their jobs because they're like, oh, we're not fucking paying them that. Because, this is more of an interesting thing, female civil servants and other public servants, primary school teachers from 1958 were excluded from the so-called marriage bar, had to resign from their jobs when they got married, on the grounds that they were occupying a job that should go to a man. Banks operated a similar policy. Yeah. The marriage bar in the public service was removed in July 1973 on foot of the report of the First Commission of the Status of Women. In 1977, the Employment Equality Act prohibited discrimination on the grounds of gender or marital status in almost all areas of employment.
Almost all.
Almost all. So almost, even like, man. Imagine, so you were a woman, you got married, you had to give up your job straight away.
Mm.
That was the done thing. Wedding day, boom, job done. But imagine if you were a woman who had a job and never, you didn't get married and you were doing your own thing. I'd imagine it wasn't that comfortable to go to a bank as a single woman if you were trying to get a loan or get a mortgage or do something, or, you know what I mean? Mm. Ella, Ella, Ella. Under the 1927 Juries Act, members of juries had to be property owners and, in effect,
women. I mean, men.
Male.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't lifted until a case in the Supreme Court in 1976. Fuck's sake, Ella. Fuck's sake. Now, this is the one for all you and your mates.
Oh, God.
Buying contraceptives. Do you know about this?
I'm presuming you're not allowed to.
Yeah, that's when in doubt. You're not allowed. Yeah, if you're a woman, like, you're not allowed.
I'm presuming. Like, if in doubt, not allowed.
Not allowed, yeah.
That could be a good catchphrase.
The 1935 Criminal Law Amendment Act banned the import, sale and distribution of contraceptives. Some women were able to get doctors to prescribe the pill as a cycle regulator, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, or to fit devices such as the cap. In 1969, so I suppose it really just depended on your GP and who they were, and I'd say that was kind of rare as well, that you would feel comfortable enough to go to your GP and have that kind of conversation if contraception was banned. You'd have to be, I'd be going in now saying, the heaviest, I'd go in and bleed in the GP's office, I'd free bleed on the floor. Oh, it's so heavy, I've got six pads on. In 1969, the Fertility Guidance Clinic was established in Dublin and used a loophole in the law to give away the pill for free. It was thus...
Look, we're back at it again.
It was thus not being sold. Yeah, most rural and working class women had no access to contraceptives. So in 1972, the Commission on the Status of Women delicately suggested that parents have the right to regulate the number and spacing of their family, but stop short of an open demand for contraception. The Rotunda Hospital, the Irish Family Planning Association and Students Union began to distribute contraceptions. The law, however, changed very slowly. The McGee case of 1973 established a right to import contraceptives for personal use, but did not allow them to be sold. Christ almighty. A bill to allow for controlled access was defeated in 1974 and 1979 in an infamous Irish solution to an Irish problem. An act was passed to allow doctors to prescribe contraceptions to married couples only, Ella.
They're the only couples having sex.
A 1985 act, so I'm born in 1984, so when I'm one, allowed contraceptives to be sold to anyone over 18, but only in chemists. The IFPA and Virgin Megastore were prosecuted for selling condoms in 1991. Later that year, the sale of contraceptives was liberalised. What the fuck, Ella? So even I know, I would have heard stories from my own mother. So I'm the youngest. I was born in 1984. But she would have felt pressure from people, or it would have been suggested to her, keep on trucking with the kids. Like, you know, keep going. The basic vibe was going around that you kept having children until your womb fucking gave way. And then, do you know what I'm saying? 1991.
Yeah.
19. And I'm sure you're in college when you go in Freshers Week or whatever, they're handing out the condoms, like, nobody's like confetti.
Can't get away from them.
You're like, oh my God, I'm sick of these condoms.
You're like, can I join the Film Society? They're like, yeah, of course, have some condoms. I'm like, I just want to join the Film Society. Can you just let me join the society? And you go over and like, can I join the German Society? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, condoms. What's the German for condoms?
I don't know, probably like... It's probably something really literal. I'll look it up.
Yeah, do.
It's probably funny. It's going to really disappoint us, but it's probably something really... Like, it's a compound noun. It's really literal, let's say.
But like, to me... Well, I don't know if 1991 sounds like a very long time ago to you, but I suppose because...
That's boring.
What is it?
Sorry, I was putting up the... That's boring.
Condom. I'll go to Germany. Or no, I won't say guten Tag. I'll say choose condom.
Choose means bye.
Do you remember? I thought choose was like hello or goodbye. I thought it was one of them.
Just goodbye.
Well, that's what I was told by people living in Germany.
Okay,
well, it was like choose. It was like cash.
I've only heard of it as goodbye, but. Maybe they're trying to make you commit sexual suicide.
So what is it again? Condom.
I think that's just Google Translate being stupid.
Condom.
I don't think that's correct.
But I don't know if 1991 sounds like a long time ago to you, does it?
Well, yeah, I wasn't born. So the okay, world yeah.
You see, to me, like, that's just like...
Well, no, not a long time. You know, not... Yes and no.
Well, obviously. I know I was six. And, you know, I know it is over 30 years ago because you have this thing in your head that you think, like, the 90s was 20 years ago. And then you're like, oh, no, it wasn't.
Mm.
But it, I just think it's insanity and how long, I can't believe how long they pushed against contraception. Mm. Now, I really feel like 25, because obviously I'm an L one, I don't feel like it's old enough.
No.
And
I'm surprised it's 17.
Yeah, and I kind of want to know, well, what's the dealio? It's only about conceiving, you know, what's the dealio about people? I know they're like, you know, throwing out the condoms left, right and centre in college, yeah. But like not everyone's in college.
Yeah.
Getting free condoms. And I mean, I assume they're all the same date. So how, like, you're kind of against the clock to get through all these fucking, these bin bags you're getting the condoms
every
day.
A lot of freshie for freshers week.
It's a lot of condoms.
Unrealistic expectations. They're also, well, there's also like, they're also in the health sciences building, just like dotted around.
Dotted around. Like a treasure trail.
Dotted around.
Because there's, not, what's at the end
okay,
of it?
They're not dotted around, they're in designated places.
Do you get like the chip after or something when you get to the end of the trail? You get the, or the implant, the chip. I don't think it's the chip.
Like, what's the chip? Oh,
the implant.
Conspiracy theory.
The implant. Yeah, well,
now that it's free, I'm just going to get it all.
Yeah, going out. Well, yeah, you should.
Like, no, like, I think I should get, like...
Get everything.
Get, like, all of the different... Like, at the same time. I'm sure that won't do anything to my body. Because, like, if it's free, you may as well.
Yeah. I get the pill and something else, why not? But, no, I think it's good. But I still think there's, you know,
room
other things.
Room to improve.
There's room to improve.
Room to improve.
Because it's very much focusing on heterosexual relationships and conceiving.
Room to improve.
So, you know, let's just remember that. Mm-hmm. And let's just also remember how bleak and horrible it was for women in the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. And still kind of a little bit now with some things.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We're glad to be back. We're big fans of you. And
will you be back next week? Who knows?
Somebody could be working. Somebody could have a gig.
Somebody could have left too many porridge bowls on the drainer.
Somebody could be smooching a boyfriend in the cinema. Not me, because I haven't been in the cinema in about 20 years. So, anyway, thanks. Chat to you later.
Bye-bye.
You...
Oh my god, oh, it's been so long. Sorry for scaring you guys. Rate, review, subscribe. Oh my god, that was close. Thank you, Emma.